Music Dudu Classical Bedtime presents Igor Stravinsky and the Night Music Started a Fight. Inside a grand theatre in Paris, the music is playing, but the audience is screaming. Not cheering, screaming. People leap to their feet. Fists shake at the stage. A woman slaps a man with her fan. Two gentlemen start wrestling in the aisle. Dancers on stage can barely hear the orchestra over the uproar. The conductor waves his arms desperately, trying to keep everyone together. And backstage, a thin young Russian man with sharp eyes watches in complete shock. His name is Igor Stravinsky. And the music causing all this chaos? He wrote every note of it. What kind of music could make a fancy Parisian audience, dressed in silk and diamonds, completely lose their minds? To understand the night that music started a fight, we need to rewind. Back, back, back. To a boy named Igor. Igor Stravinsky was born in 1882 near the city of St. Petersburg in Russia, a place of golden church domes, frozen rivers, and long winter nights where the northern lights danced across the sky. His father was a famous opera singer with a booming bass voice, so little Igor grew up surrounded by music, arias floating down hallways, orchestra rehearsals echoing through the house, singers warming up their voices at all hours. But here's something surprising. Igor's parents didn't want him to become a musician. They thought music was too risky. They made him study law. Imagine, the boy who would shake the entire music world sitting in boring lectures about contracts and legal codes. Igor went to law school like a good son. But secretly, his heart was somewhere else entirely. Igor was 27 years old, something incredible happened. A man named Sergei Diaghilev, a bold, daring producer who ran a famous Russian ballet company in Paris, came looking for a composer. Do you know what a ballet is? It's a story told entirely through dance and music. No one speaks a single word. The dancers move their bodies to show feelings. Love, fear, joy, despair. And the orchestra? The orchestra becomes their voice. In a ballet, a flute isn't just an instrument. It's a princess singing without words. The drums aren't just percussion. They're a giant's footsteps shaking the earth. Every sound is a character speaking. Diaghilev needed music for a new ballet based on an old Russian fairy tale. He asked other composers first, but they were too busy. So he took a chance on young, unknown Igor. It was the luckiest accident in music history. The ballet was called The Firebird, and it would change everything. Let me tell you the Firebird story. Once upon a time, a prince named Ivan was wandering through a dark forest at night. He was lost, and the twisted trees seemed to whisper warnings. Suddenly, a flash of light. Through the branches, Ivan saw the most beautiful creature he'd ever seen. A bird made of living fire, with feathers that glowed like sunset and eyes like burning coals. Ivan caught the magical bird, but she begged him to let her go. "Please, Prince Ivan," she said, "set me free and I will give you one of my feathers. If you're ever in terrible danger, wave the feather and I will come to save you." Ivan released the Firebird. She gave him a single glowing feather and vanished into the night. Later, Ivan discovered a terrible castle ruled by Koshchei the Immortal, an evil sorcerer who had turned 13 princesses to stone. When Koshchei captured Ivan, things looked very, very bad. But Ivan waved his magic feather, and the Firebird came blazing back. Listen now for how the music stomps and crashes. The Firebird casts a spell that makes Koshchei's monsters dance faster and faster until they collapse from exhaustion. Did you feel that? The whole orchestra was stomping. Igor made the brass instruments punch. He made the strings scratch. He made the timpani drums thunder like giant's feet. When the Firebird premiered in Paris in 1910, the audience went absolutely wild. In a good way. They cheered and cheered. Igor Stravinsky, the unknown law student who'd been scribbling music in secret, became famous overnight. But Igor wasn't satisfied with just one success. He wanted to push further, to experiment, to surprise people even more. For his next ballet, called Petrushka, he tried something strange, something that sounded a little bit crunchy. Petrushka is about a sad puppet who comes to life at a Russian winter fair. Imagine snowflakes drifting down from a grey sky. Crowds of people bundled in fur coats and woolen scarves. Street vendors selling hot pies and roasted nuts. A dancing bear shuffling on a chain. Organ grinders cranking out cheerful tunes. In the middle of all this noise and colour, there's a little puppet show. The magician who owns the puppets has given them a spark of real life. They can feel things now. And poor Petrushka, a sad clown with a painted face, feels something painful. He loves the beautiful ballerina puppet, but she doesn't love him back. Now here's something special to listen for in the next piece. Igor did something unusual. He plays two different musical keys at the same time. Imagine playing a happy song with your right hand and a mysterious song with your left hand at the exact same moment. They bump into each other and create a crunchy sound. Musicians call it polytonality. It sounds unsettled, like a puzzle where the pieces don't quite fit. Just like poor Petrushka, half wooden, half human, belonging to neither world. With each new piece, Igor was getting bolder, breaking more rules, and he was about to break the biggest rule of all. For hundreds of years, most Western music followed a steady, predictable beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice and even, comfortable, polite. But Igor had a wild idea. What if music could be honest instead of polite? What if it could capture the way the real world feels, full of surprises and jolts and things that don't go as expected? He started working on a new ballet called The Rite of Spring. It imagined a ritual from ancient prehistoric times, when people danced wildly to welcome the spring. In the next piece, listen for how the rhythm keeps changing. The music doesn't march steadily, it lurches, it stabs. 5 beats, then 3, then 7. It's like the earth itself is shaking beneath your feet. That lurching, stabbing energy is exactly what Igor poured into the Rite of Spring. And on May 29th, 1913, when the curtain rose in that grand Parisian theatre, the audience was not ready. Some people loved it. They thought it was the most exciting, honest music they'd ever heard. It felt true. Like the wild heartbeat of the earth itself. But others hated it. They called it ugly noise, an insult to real music. And they didn't just sit quietly and disagree. They fought. The lovers and the haters started shouting at each other across the theatre. The police had to come. You see, the old world liked music that was pretty and polite, like wearing your Sunday best and sitting up straight with your hands folded. But Igor's music was raw and honest, like running through mud, like a thunderstorm crashing overhead, like your heartbeat pounding when you're scared or excited. Some people weren't ready for that much honesty, but others understood. Igor had captured something real, something that had always been true, but that no one had dared to put into music before. Here's the wonderful part of Igor's story. The Rite of Spring, the very piece that caused a riot, that people booed and hissed at, is now considered one of the greatest pieces of music ever written. It took time. People had to learn how to hear it. Their ears had to catch up to what Igor was doing. Today, musicians love playing the Rite of Spring. Audiences sit in hushed wonder, leaning forward in their seats. What once sounded like chaos now sounds like the heartbeat of the earth itself. Igor Stravinsky lived to be 88 years old. He kept composing, kept experimenting, kept surprising people for his entire long life. He never stopped asking one simple question. What if music could do something it's never done before? As you drift toward sleep tonight, think about what Igor teaches us. Sometimes, the very best ideas are the ones that surprise people, even shock them. Something that sounds strange at first might turn out to be beautiful once we learn to really, truly listen. And sometimes, being honest is braver than being polite. The people who change the world aren't afraid to shake things up. Now let the Firebird's music settle around you like a warm blanket. Even the wildest earthquake eventually becomes still. Even the most pounding heartbeat slows down to a gentle, steady rhythm. Feel your breath. In and out. In and out. Steady as a lullaby. Steady as the earth beneath you. Finally,